All right, good. In that case, let me run through these quiz TV things that I did. On my time off from work, had some friends around one night, flicking through the TV channels, got talking about these quiz TV channels. My friend goes, next time I was going, I haven't really seen these, what are these? Oh, you ring up and do that. Yeah, I'll just ring up and see if we can get on. Anyway, I get on. And then the rest of the night was just me going off to try and get through to these quiz channels. So, first of all, it is something that you find on a beach. So I phoned up and got through.
Make myself laugh. That's what. At least I can keep myself amused if I'm on my own. Hello, who's there?
Oh, it's Tony from Glasgow.
Tony, welcome back. What's your answer?
Is it homeless people?
Homeless people, let's see.
Brilliant.
What? Oh. You know, you do get, especially in American dramas, you get what they, beach bombs, they call them, don't you?
Yeah, you don't, you idiot. And then there's a fella on ITV Play or whatever it is, on The Mint, who looks like a slightly younger, slightly smaller version of Christopher Biggins. Anyway, he's very over. He's like, come on, give us a ring, come on, whatever. He's a bit like that, so I thought he needed some treatment. No, I'd watched it for about 20 minutes, and nobody had said that he looked like Christopher Biggins, so I thought I should.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Oh, by the way, the thing is Something Shop, by the way.
That's the clue.
Something Shop, you got to guess what it is.
You know, yeah, yeah. It's happy hour!
He's crazy. Mm. He's crazy. He's crazy. Mm.
Caller, 2 free calls.
Wow.
Have a pen ready to write down.
So he's jolly. You know, he's happy. Number.
We're doing it again tomorrow night. Maybe the same hour, maybe not. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
This is me, by the way.
We got you. Who's this?
It's John.
What's your name, sorry?
John.
That's me, say John. So yeah. He hilariously says...
John, where are you from, John?
See that? Now, I don't really want to say where I'm from. I just want to try and get him in, you know, and you know, be one of them callers that he's going to get nice and relaxed with.
Oh, I'm thinking I was going to get through then, so I've definitely got the answer.
You've definitely got the answer. I'm loving your positivity.
I'm telling you, Biggins, I've got the answer and I'm ready.
His face drops at that point.
Oh, you know where to get me where it hurts.
Or like a smaller version.
I don't know how to take that. You mean in stature?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's all right then.
So there you go, hilarious. I managed to say that he looks like Christopher Biggins. That's the joke. So he knows I've done a joke now, and he just carry on and play the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Go on then, what's your answer, you?
It's Knocking Shop.
Brilliant. Knocking Shop. I thought nice and old-fashioned for the old people watching. Knocking Shop. Oh.
Get out of here. Take your potty mouth and your free calls with you. Go on.
That's a shame.
A shop, isn't it, where you buy knockings? Whatever they are.
They do this quiz. For some reason, ITV Play, or that one seems to do it in the middle of a nightclub with a disco blaring.
It's weird, isn't it?
Right. Then there was the Lisa Hanlon show with this very confident girl called Lisa. Now, we're sitting there, and I managed to talk Sophie into phoning up, and I give her a line to use, and Sophie bottles out the last second. This is the resulting phone conversation.
We laugh in the face. Hello, who's there?
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello, it's Harry.
Hello, Carrie, how are you doing?
She's actually said Harry. But then she says, oh, Carrie.
Yeah.
No. So anyway, so this is it. So the idea is suck the presenter in and then have a laugh, but Sophie bottles it.
I'm fine, how are you?
You've got a lovely voice.
How are you? You're such an inspiration to me. I so want to be on telly.
Oh, you're so lovely. Email me, lisa@biggametelevision.com, and we'll have a little chat.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're more than welcome. Now, good luck to you. What's your answer?
This black hole.
Black hole. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's have a look. No, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. So she liked Carrie. She thought she was a good call. Now, the gag wasn't... the gag was meant to be, you're such an... And she didn't do it properly. So I said, fine, give me the phone, I'll ring up and I'll have a go. I just wanted... She had a big smiley face and I just wanted to see if I could make it drop. And boy, did I succeed.
Who's going to win the 500? I'm going to do a cartwheel when you do. Oh, dear.
By the way, I get cut off. So, when I suddenly disappeared, that's why.
Me, oh dear. Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Who's that?
Hello, Steve from The Whittle.
Hello, Steve. Oh, The Whittle's meant to be really nice.
Can I just say at this point, by the way, she's wearing like a suit that girls, a woman might wear for work, but she's wearing a blouse which is so buttoned down to like the middle of her cleavage, and she's quite a busty girl. And she, I think the polite term, Carrie and Rachel will back me up with, would be hippie. Is that right? She's a bit hippie.
That's not really polite.
Really?
No.
All right.
Me, oh dear. Hello, he's there.
Hello?
He's there.
Hello, Steve from the Widow.
Don't forget, sucked him in, sucked him in.
That was meant to be really nice.
Oh, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I'm such a big fan of you. Oh, I think you're gorgeous.
Steve, don't like getting embarrassed.
Oh, and I don't normally like fat girls, but I think you're absolutely...
Did you say fat? Did he say fat? I'm going to have a complex now for the rest of the evening. I'm not fat, am I?
That's horrible.
Just because I'm not a size zero, you can not come back on my show. Oh, no, no one. I can't believe you called me fat. I'm devastated. Hello, he's there.
Right, so...
That wasn't nice.
So she goes on to the next call. She can't let it go. She absolutely can't let it go.
Hello, it's Kim.
Hang on, where was it? She just...
Blackpool Tower.
Right, so this goes on for like 20 minutes.
Hello, it's Kim.
Hello, Kim, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Nice.
Listen to how quickly she's so not interested in the game anymore. She's just obsessed with the fact that I got her fat.
Speak to you. Kim, what's your answer?
Black cab.
Black cab. Is it there? Yeah, I went to the gym today. Sorry, I can't let it go. I'm a woman. Cannot let it go.
Right, so then a few calls later.
Blackpool Tower.
Blackpool Tower. Let's have a look. That's a good answer. Sorry, I'm still getting over. Oh, 901.
You really hurt her.
I phoned her back, though, and I tried to make amends. And I'll play you the result of that before the end of the show today. But if Lisa, if you're listening, God love you. You're a very, very fine presenter. And no, you're not fat. I don't normally fancy fat birds, but, you know... Sophie's line was meant to be, oh, my God, you're such an inspiration to fat girls everywhere to get on TV. But she bottled it. So it's Sophie's fault, really, that I did it. Anyway, the kiss and makeup phone call from that, I'll play before the end of the show. It's 9:45. What a drag it is. So, previously, on phoning up quiz call channels and upsetting them, I phoned up Lisa, and as a Scouser, as Steve from the Wirral, and the winner of the Wirral, and said... I think you're really attractive. I don't normally fancy fat girls. And I got cut off. The question was black something, black something. Wait for my answer. I phoned up to apologise.
Hello?
Black paint.
Black paint? Let's have a look. My brother Adam painted when he was young and rebelled. He painted his whole room black.
Nice name.
Hello, he's there.
Hello?
Who's that?
Steve from the Wirral.
Her face drops.
Have you got an apology for me, Steve?
I'm very sorry, I didn't mean it.
You devastated my whole
night. I meant it in a nice way, I honestly didn't mean it in a bad way.
But do you think I'm actually fat, though?
No, I don't, not at all.
Oh, good. All right, you're forgiven. What's your answer, Steve?
I just wanted to say I love you, I'm very sorry.
That's okay. It's only my ego, but I am going to go on a diet. What's your answer, Steve?
Is it Black Forest Castle?
There you go! Is it Black Forest Castle? Thank you, good night. Sadly, Black Forest Ghetto was a wrong answer.
Oh. What was it?
No, I don't know, I didn't wait for it. Anyway, so there you go. So, Lisa, God love you. You're a very good sport.